You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretch made a salad again the other day. She's really good at the salads with the chicken, chopped chicken. She makes this homemade dressing stuff. It's really good.
Sure. Blah, blah, blah.
But the point is, I finally just got fed up and I got up and I went over to the utensil drawer and I pulled out a big spoon rather than the fork. I'm tired of trying to eat salads.
What? Wait.
With a fork.
Salad with a spoon?
Salad with a spoon. Let me advocate for this. First of all, I don't know if it's because they have to be careful that they don't get sued, but the makers of kitchen utensils these days have got forks so that you can't stab anything with them. I mean, you're constantly
what
doing
in the
this,
world you know, are you the, talking about?
You know, you're banging your fork.
You mean
into
poking
it,
the food?
Nothing will impale on it at all, so you end up just trying to scoop
what
it onto
in
your
the
fork.
World? So you're not poking like, hard enough, I think.
I'm poking pretty
hard. I don't think so.
So finally I said, I'm fed up with this, and I went and got, you know, there's two different kinds of spoons in your utensils. You got the regular teaspoon and then one that's a little bit bigger. So I got one a little bit bigger.
You start scooping, shoveling it in.
It got everything.
How's
on
the lettuce
there?
Chopped with that? Because I feel like there'd be a lettuce situation where the lettuce just falls to the side, basically.
No, it doesn't. It cuddles nicely inside the bowl of the spoon.
Wow.
It's perfect. It's a game changer. And I sat there and I watched her, you know, with her fork going.
I'm so confused by this fork.
God, people who are listening know what I'm talking about. Forks are dull. Yeah. And the dullness, you can't get anything on them anymore, especially in terms of salad.
Now,
yes,
why would they do
of
that?
Steak, yes, you can
why
do
would
that.
They do that? You said utensil makers nowadays. What
yes.
are they doing? Are they purposely dulling their forks?
Yes.
To cause frustration around the world?
No, it's a CYA so they don't get sued because some joker.
Okay. It's too pokey.
Right. Some joker in some probably eastern state would sue them because they
I poke my thumb.
Right. It's along the same lines as coffee at a fast food place being too hot.
Yeah.
My fork is too sharp. So they make dull forks anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm advocating for using spoons and putting
spoon
the forks away.
Spoon your salad now. Okay. I've never done that. I will say 100% I've never done that, but I'm willing to give it a try.
You won't go back.
I think it would be good for a chopped salad, you know.
You're like, I can't admit to Dom that.
No, I would tell you. I'm just concerned about the lettuce situation still. A chopped salad, I could see where it would work just fine. But if you're doing a romaine lettuce type situation, you're scooping that romaine up and it's just falling off.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
Are you using the right size spoon? And secondly, do you have what giant?
I'm going to use a ladle.
Butterfly size pieces of romaine.
No,
in there
but if you think about the finely sliced romaine, you know it's got some flop. It's got a floppage factor to it, and it flops right off the spoon.
Much like you, I understand.
Ooh, look at my belt.
listen, I'm going to stand by what I said. Listeners can try it or they cannot. I'm trying to change the world, and of course, we're now going to get the messages that say, "Dom, you need to get the spork."
Yeah,
the
which is
spork is not bad, but it's also mostly unnecessary.
Crickets.
Just I
mean just unnecessary.
Saying. So the overall theme of this segment is what unusual way do you eat things?
Yeah.
I'll give you another example.
Yeah.
We had a coworker who would never eat pizza small pointy end first.
I remember that person. They went in full bread first, full crust first.
Crust side first every
way. It's weird to see.
And they said we were weirdos.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So what unusual way do you eat things? There are some people who consume certain things with straws that the rest of us would never, ever think about using a straw. So it's not unusual foods. That segment we've done before.
Yeah, it's not like combinations or anything like that.
No.
I put pickles on my grilled cheese.
We don't want that.
It's not that.
We're looking for the unusual manner in which you are, or somebody that you live with, and it kind of drives you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? What's the unusual way that they are getting the food to their mouth?
Yes, the stranger the better. We want to hear them. Let's light up the lines.
The unusual way. You got to say it loud and you got to say it proud. Look at me. I'm
Look
on
at
the
Dom
radio
with his spoon.
I'm basically exposing myself to the world that I am like Ruprecht, the Steve Martin character from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I'm Ruprecht the monkey boy, and I eat my salad with a spoon. There,
the goofy little smile on your face, eating your salad with a spoon.
Bailey, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for calling your boys in the morning.
Good morning. I have a coworker who does the strangest thing. She eats Cheetos with a fork in order to avoid getting the dust on her fingers.
You know, that's honestly brilliant. It really is. With one of those dull forks, huh?
For years. And the kids think it's the weirdest thing as a teacher. They're like, Miss, why don't you just eat them? And she literally, like, sticks the fork in the bag and, like, scoops them out. It's the strangest thing.
I feel like Dom's spoon situation we would be better with the Cheetos, but yes, I guess the fork
again,
seems to work.
Once again, people don't want to accept
like
the logical
spoon,
and rational way, Bailey.
What's that, Bailey?
Thanks
what?
So much. I said with the spoon, it's the same thing as the lettuce, though, for me. Like, I
floppage.
Feel like it would fall either way.
The yeah. floppage factor, the floppage. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
you
yeah.
just need to get her some little tiny tongs. Just little tongs to stick in there.
Make it look real classy.
These are my Cheetos tongs. You
they're
know?
All orange. thank you, Bailey.
Bailey, thank you for the call. We appreciate you so much. Ginger, what do you got for us?
Good morning. You guys eat Chipotle burritos, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I don't like to pick up the burrito and bite it off. It's too messy. It falls apart. So I slice my burrito open on the top and use yeah. the tortilla like a bowl.
You know what? That's very smart, too. Mm-hmm. You just cut it open and start going at it.
And it's not so messy, and then you can kind of mix it up and get the
right.
stuff evenly mixed up.
Because I always go in on the top like normal. You know, you peel the foil back a little and you go at it, and then there's always
everywhere.
The spill factor. It's all over
exactly.
my truck.
Exactly.
You know?
You know,
well, and you also get a mouthful of just rice or a mouthful of just chicken if you open it
thank
up.
Well, and that first bite's always just tortilla. You get just all tortilla. And you're
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
So you can cut back a little bit on the carbs this way too, Ginger, because you're just
Ginger.
Eating the guts out of the burrito.
That's pretty
right.
good.
Right. You don't have to eat the whole tortilla.
Mm-hmm. You're brilliant. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on
brilliant.
Our show.
Hey, no problem. Have a great day.
See you later.
We will. Speaking of the messiness, Len, it's a guy, L-E-N, says, my wife eats ice cream with a straw. She swirls it up in a cup until it's halfway melted, then sticks in a straw. She says otherwise
that's
it's
good.
Too messy
it's
and gets all over her face.
It's a milkshake then.
It's that, yeah, it's that messy factor again.
Amy wrote in on our Facebook and says, I eat ice cream with a fork. How does that work? You got to eat it super fast, I guess. I don't like that, Amy.
Don't see how that's a big
it's
difference.
It's probably good for the first 4 minutes or so. And it starts
I'll tell you what,
sloppy.
I feel like I am going the opposite way with evolution. I'm moving away from the fork. And I know it took us thousands of years to achieve forkdom,
mm-hmm.
but I'm moving the other direction. Todd, good morning. Thanks for calling your boys.
Good morning, boys. How are you doing?
Super.
We couldn't be better. What's the unusual way that you eat something?
Well, whenever I have a nice big steak, you know, I cut it up in its bites and stab it with my knife and put it in my mouth.
I see that, too, and I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I've done that before because if you're right-handed and you're holding the fork with your left and you're cutting with the knife
you just
and
poke
you're
and
right,
eat. Poke and eat.
Then you,
absolutely.
Have to,
you, don't have
you have to switch hands. Yeah.
Yeah, you're that's saving right. a step, essentially, but you're risking your tongue. God, you could cut yourself.
To be very,
or your lip.
Very oh. careful. Todd, thank you very much. Who's next? And we got Brian. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Brian.
Right, it's your turn. What can you tell us?
Well, my ex used to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, cut it in half, and then cut the bones off, you know, so you don't have any crust on it. And then she'd eat the crust. Just, and then sit down and eat the
she'd eat the pile of crust first.
Yeah.
I see why she's your ex. Good move.
I'd always look at her a little sideways
yeah.
when she was doing
I'm glad
that.
You got,
like,
sure, I'm glad you moved
not,
on,
man.
Brian.
Brian, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Time to squeeze in one more call, and then we might read some other messages. Sammy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
We're so good. So tell us the unusual way these things get eaten.
So it's not me, it's my mother, and she eats popcorn with chopsticks, and she even takes chopsticks to the movies with her.
I just got a message from somebody, Hannah wrote in, that said that she eats popcorn with chopsticks. She does it because she said it's hard for her to digest, and essentially the chopsticks make her slow down. So you're eating like one kernel at a time, and she's like less bloated by the end of it instead of just shoveling it in.
I like it.
I see that.
Yeah. Do her
and
hands
you know what?
Hurt
it's not
afterwards?
That different from the lady who was eating the Cheetos with the fork. She could have used chopsticks with the Cheetos. It's a Cheeto chopstick.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of brilliant. It does make you slow down and reevaluate your life and how much food you're putting in your mouth.
That's the truth.
It
Sammy,
does.
Thank you very much for the call. Karen wrote in, this is something my dad did. And she goes, my dad eats corn on the cob with a spoon and knife.
Oh,
shaves all the kernels
off
with the knife and then slops them up with a spoon.
That's pretty good.
She said, drove all of us crazy.
That's pretty good. Let me up the spoon game real quick from Gabby. She says, I eat my soup with an ice cream scooper. One, you get a hearty spoonful of soup, and second, you can sip the broth and then get a full mouthful of vegetables or noodles. It is the best delivery method to eat soup, and that's from Gabby. Gabby Pants. That's still much too much spoon.
Yeah, it might be OS. She overspoons.
And she's a slurper, it sounds like, and a sipper.
You know, the funny thing about this segment is that what it does is it explains how some people are not afraid of what other people think, and they don't care how something looks.
Sitting there with an ice cream scooper.
Yeah, and if you can imagine a woman in the movie theater with chopsticks.
Yeah.
Eating her popcorn, she doesn't give a you-know-what what people around her think.
I do like this one from Vanessa, just came in. She says, I always look at both sides of a Dorito chip and put the cheesiest side towards my tongue. So she pulls it out, examines both sides, and then puts the cheesiest side on her tongue. That's okay. Pretty cool. All right. That's funny.
That's just funny.
That's just funny.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for writing in, calling in. We appreciate you spending your Tuesday morning with your boys in the morning.